Hi, and welcome back to Showing Up Whole, the place where we discuss balance in mind, body, heart, and spirit in every aspect of your life. Today, I'm kind of taking a nudge from the universe, considering my laptop kind of crashed and burned, losing this week's other podcast. And so instead, I am going to be talking about inner guidance, how to listen to those little blips and callings, and how to find flow with all of it. So, as I said in my introduction, yes, I went to go post this week's interview, and suddenly I realized that my laptop wouldn't turn on. And usually that would bring up a range of anxiety or stress or hair pulling or slamming my head on the desk. But this time I just took a step back and went, okay, it's not the time for that interview, obviously. Something else needs to be talked about. And so here we are. And it always takes a little bit of adjustment to practice that listening. And over the years, that has really been something that I've been striving for. It's something that's really, to me, this is showing up whole. To me, listening to those nudges or divine timing, listening to those pulls or inner knowings, just following through in that flow of life. Well, not only has it been the priority to me, not only has it been the thing that I've gone, yeah, that's what showing up whole really looks like. That's what spiritual aware living looks like. That's how this all works. I also know that everything always works out so much better when you do it. It's like all of a sudden you go, oh yeah, well, that is exactly what was needed, or perfect. It just flows right. It doesn't do any good to take each hiccup and spiral further and further down. Now, I gotta say, did it help the fact that my husband made sure all of my work on that laptop was saved to an external drive? Yes, it did. I wasn't berailing lost work. This had been set up as a just in case. So I just couldn't access that one file. So it really, that helped. There was certain precautions put in place. Those were also put in place because of, again, following those inner callings, following that inner guidance. So today, for today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about listening to that inner guidance, trusting that inner guidance, knowing how to find the flow of that inner guidance and the different versions of that. Because I think we can get too caught up in our heads of what our instincts are telling us and what feels right and what's the right move. And we can all do that. Like, I'm not excluding myself from that by all means. We can all get caught up in the, is this my intuition or is this my fear? And there's just a few little things that you watch unfold so that you know that it is truly your own inner guidance, that it is your heart and your spiritual source and your angels and your guides nudging you in the right direction. And I'm going to kind of give you just a few little pointers on how to listen to the flow of that experience. A little kind of side note. It always delights me, and delight is the right word in this. It always delights me to see how listening to that inner guidance, that spiritual flow, really, really does show up. And it always just, you know, because there are times where it does just churn up as I will often grab my phone. I just did it before coming on here, actually. I'll just often grab my phone and email a client and just do a quick check-in of, hey, how are you? And I won't have planned to reach out. It won't have been on a to-do list. It will just all of a sudden be me picking up my phone and quickly texting someone. And it will always just be a quick, hey, just checking in. And it always delights me and gives me a sense of wonder and awe when that person will respond of, oh my goodness, that I just was, you know, I was just thinking about you, or, oh, I was just needing that check-in and thank you so much. That just like that is just, you know, that I just had a question actually, and it will just unfold to a wonderful, magical conversation. those are the things that really remind you that listening to those pulls and those nudges, you know, how connected everything is and how natural that shows up as. The other little things, it comes in different places, doesn't it? It comes in knowing that all of a sudden feeling guided to turn left instead of right when you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you're in the right parking spot, or you find a shortcut, or you bump into a person on the road or the street. I'm not suggesting that you get hit by a car, but that you all of a sudden get, run into someone that you know, and it just all is divine timing. It all just shows up in perfect synchronicity of it all. It can also show up sometimes, like the broken laptop. It can show up in things that would be assumed to be bad news, that, you know, from money not coming in, or from things not working or things breaking. Or it's amazing the opportunities the universe will take to provide you with clarity or with new knowledge or with a new opportunity or a new experience. And that's why I always encourage my clients to really lean into this concept of faith and trust, to put things under the guise of the highest good of all, and know that you might be working towards manifesting something phenomenal, and it might feel like it's not getting you, you're not getting to that point, or you're not on the right path of it, but you have to trust that the universe, that your source, your angels, your guides, whatever you want to call it, is lining up the path in the direction of your highest good. And if you align to that perception of it, you're going to find that it unfolds in a delightful way. And you never know what that's going to look like, because you might not be able to see the big picture. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about a few different ways of listening to your inner guidance and listening to your heart. I will say, I think the first one to really build that awareness is to trust, to listen to it emotionally. Learning and practicing listening to how things feel is the first real step to getting out of your head and into your heart. It really does fall into that category of shifting to that space of going, well, how does this feel to me? When you have two options before you, which is the lighter option, which feels more loving, which feels more joyful, which feels more exciting, which one feels more like you can actually feel your body vibrate, which one feels more like relief, which one feels on the opposite, which one feels tight, which one feels tense, which one feels stressful, which one feels heavy, which one feels like you are being put in a vice, which one feels, you know, you're going to find that once you commit or to feeling around your feelings, you're going to find that you create an awareness to your present experience. You know, your brain will chatter and it will bring up past perceptions. It will bring up other people's opinions. It will bring up logic. It will bring up, it will also then talk you out logically of things that might feel, you know, totally in flow and float totally intuitive. Your brain will try to talk that down. Your brain loves the paradigm you live in. It loves the patterns that you keep. So anything that's going to expand you or create more flow for you, in a lot of ways, your brain might rebel against that because it will feel really uncomfortable to your brain. So, you know, your neural pathways are there keeping those lovely little roads in place. So because of that, it's anything that's going to be inner callings, anything that's going to bubble up as your next place or next move, your brain's not going to really want that in. So really, to trust your inner guidance, the first thing to do is to look at your emotions and to feel into your feelings, because that's when you're going to start really tapping into the energy of your deepest self. You know, you are an energy being. You are a spiritual being having this physical experience. And as that, your highest self has a strong frequency of energy. It's just like tuning into a radio channel. It's like tapping into that cell phone frequency, right? That is you. Your highest self is a frequency. So as pure positive energy, your energy is positive. So therefore, when you are feeling around to options and choices, you can find that by finding the more positive, open, light opportunity and feeling space, that is going to be what's most connected. Now, sometimes within milliseconds, your brain will kick in and tell you fearful things to taint that. And so you're going to want to make sure that before you feel into anything, before you start, you know, you're presented with an option, a two choices, or you're presented with a decision to make, or you're presented with something that you really need inner guidance about. It's really important that before anything, you approach it from a place of love, that you plug into your spiritual source, that you find calm, that you focus on your feet and ground, that you connect to your angels and to your guides and to your source, and you make sure in whatever way you connect to your God, whatever way that is, you tap into that first. So then when you bring forward the request for that inner guidance, you're going to be in your highest perspective. Because if you go in there from fear, you're not going to get a clear answer. It has to be from a grounded place, an open place, a receiving place. I was reminded the other day about just the importance of being in that receptacle place, right? That openness to receive. So in order to receive, you have to be from a loving perspective. And it's vitally important to tap into that and practice that as a new neural pathway of creating that habit of seeing yourself as receiving information and being open to receiving that and plugging into the universe and connecting to who you really are. So then that inner guidance rings true. Hi. Don't you feel that the world has never felt so loud and bombarding? Life is busy and stressful, and when everyone tries to act like it's all back to normal, there's still a sense of difference. Over the last couple of years, many are having a calling of going deeper within themselves, getting to know yourself better, and listening to that still small voice that arises from within your heart seems like this new calling. As a spiritual awareness coach and energy healer, I help my clients tap into that inner knowing and release the doubt or negative beliefs that hold them back. Through my one-on-one coaching, my courses, membership program, and books, I offer simple tools to practical spirituality so you can show up whole in these changing times and navigate your own growth and experience. If you've been struggling to find your feet, feeling bombarded by the world's noise, or lost in a sea of insecurity and unsettledness, you don't have to navigate this alone. I've been working with parents who crave a deeper life path for nearly 7 years, and am now expanding my business to include those who aren't parenting children as well. My work is focused on your wholeness and how to show up in spiritually aware living in all aspects of your life. Let me help you to take spirituality off the shelf and into your everyday so you can feel a flow, happy, and at ease with each step you take. Visit my current website at spirituallywareparenting.com and make sure you sign up for my weekly newsletter at the link in the profile for some exciting updates over the coming months. Love and light. Be well, happy, and thrive. So once you've connected, once you're in that space of flow and plugged into the universe, then any information that you receive, you do tap into, well, which feels lighter? What makes me feel blissful? What makes me feel at ease? What brings relief? How does this make me feel? And as soon as you start tapping into, well, how do I feel? You're going to start developing a deeper resonance within your heart space so you can get out of your head. Okay, so that's like really your first step of really tapping into that inner calling and that inner guidance. You'll also be able to start identifying how things make you feel in the moment. I find like, okay, if something stresses me out, as soon as I feel stress, I'll start to, you know, well, maybe not as soon. Sometimes my brain will chatter around the stress for a little bit. I still, you know, we're all human, but you can kind of see stress or overwhelm or that frantic panic in your heart or anxiety, all of those emotions, you can start kind of lumping those into a big file system that basically says, these are indicators that I need to listen to my inner guidance. I need to tap into my inner guidance. So if you start feeling stressed or anxious or overwhelmed, you can actually see those as a massive stop sign on your road of life that basically screams stop and check in. It's like just stop, and then you plug in and you check in and you listen to the actual negative emotions that are trying to tell you, hold on, check in with yourself. That's a different form of inner guidance, because truly your higher self is giving you the indicator to say, hey, nudge over a little bit, reconnect, make sure that you're listening to your loving voice, because right now fear is prominent. So it's interesting how you can plug in first and then present the question and then get the inner guidance from that. But also you can use negative emotion, any emotion that you have, as an indicator, as kind of that stop sign that says, hey, check in. Make sure that you're plugging into who you really are. Make sure that you're finding that inner connection, because we need to tell you something. All right. I am, like, you know, in this episode, I'm talking a little bit about, you know, your spirit guides, your angels, your inner source, your inner guidance, your higher self. We're using a lot of different terms here. The universe, God, whatever you see spiritual source as, that's what it is in your experience. That's a totally different podcast, but just take my word for it right now. This is your experience, and it's important that you develop that relationship with your sense of divinity, whatever you perceive that to be, because it's all frequency and it's whatever speaks to you. I will say this, whatever form you see that as, that energy source is always attempting to support you. It is always offering you that guidance, and it is always there to be called upon. Always. And you can, there is nothing too small to ask for inner guidance from. You know, I've been telling this story a lot over the last few weeks because it was just such a prominent reminder that, you know, a few weeks ago I had some issues with my bank, and it was, some money that I had been lost in transfer, and both sides of that transfer basically took no responsibility. They were both saying, nope, not our fault. And I was going, wow, this Mercury retrograde is really, really profound right now. So there I was kind of saying, I'm missing this chunk of money and no one's claiming responsibility. No one could quote unquote find it. So I didn't want to get stressed. I didn't want to put any blocks on it. I just kind of was letting it flow. And then I could feel the stress start to haggle me. And so I was sitting there meditating, and all of a sudden I felt a little nudge. And it was basically just this little kind of inner pull that was the words recovery spell. I was like, a recovery spell? I don't know how to do a recovery spell. I don't even, you know, I don't usually do spells as such. I said intentions, and I was like, I don't know what that is. So I just kind of focused. I actually just took a few crystals, and I took one little coin, and I kind of popped it in the middle of the crystals, and I just asked my angels and asked my guides and asked spiritual source to just take care of it. And I did a little bit of energy healing over the idea of money and the feeling of this situation. And I literally just said, hey, whoever one of my guides is into recovering of things, go ahead. I would like that sorted out, please. And emotionally, as soon as I did that, I felt my heart lift. I felt a relief. I felt a, oh, okay, I've done what I needed to do. Within 3 hours, I had heard from both sides of the transaction and the money was back in the original spot, so then it could be resent and resorted. It was so quick, and I'd been sitting on the problem for like 2 weeks. And it was just such a relieving reminder. It was so wonderful to witness how it can flow through anything. You know, it's not like your spirit is only going to want to work with spiritual things. Your spirit is having the physical experience of being you. So therefore, this can work through everything. All right, that was a little side note, but it is also a little reminder about inner guidance, because, you know, that inner nudge of recovery spell was just, you know, spirit's way of giving me that push of saying, don't forget, we're right here. This is waiting for you. And it's always such a more satisfying ride when you tap into that flow. So, you know, we have a hesitation of listening to that still small voice within you, that heart-centered voice that gives you that nudge. But it's really important to listen to those simple, loving words, things that are just like, here's a solution, here you go, follow this. And you'll find that when it feels like an emotional, then you know that that's an inner calling bubbling up from within you. The other part of listening to inner guidance is the automatic reactions, right? You know, when you don't even really pause to recognize that inner pull, you all of a sudden just go, you know, maybe you're in the kitchen and you find yourself putting something in a different place than you normally would, only to see that something might have happened if you'd put it in the original spot. Or perhaps there is, you know, you might all of a sudden feel like you need to, I don't know, bring in the lawn furniture, not knowing that 2 minutes later it's going to rain. And you don't really think about those moments. You get into a steady flow where you actually don't think about those movements. It's not like, oh, I really need to bring in the lawn furniture. Rather, you go to bring in the lawn furniture and you're like, why am I bringing in the lawn furniture? I'm not going to bring that in. No, that's fine. And then 5 minutes later, it starts to rain. There are little tiny ways that your inner guidance will actually start moving you physically that you just do. And when you do them, it's important to take those moments of just going, oh, I'm so glad that I just followed through with that and allowed that flow to move through my body rather than questioning why I was doing it. It's interesting because I actually was looking, I was reading something and people were talking about how the term inner guidance is something that is really becoming asked about a lot. Either online, it's always being Googled. There's a lot of conversation around what inner guidance really means. And I think that's where we've come in the world now. This is where we're at. We're at a place where it is really important to look within on your own inner guidance and how things feel to you. We are living in a world where everything is so fast-paced. There's so much noise. There's so many opinions that are acceptable and then unacceptable. There are so many things that can make you question what you believe in your head. And there's so many perceptions that make you question what's in your head. And so therefore, it's really important to develop the muscle of knowing your own inner guidance, knowing how to trust your heart, knowing how to know yourself. And that really starts with making sure that you know how to be in your heart, making sure that you know how to ground, making sure you know how to plug into your spiritual source, making sure that you are tapping in and tuning in and plugging in and switching on that switch or turning on that tap of spiritual flow through you. Because It's very, if you don't, and even saying it like that makes it sound so boom, like, you know, like doom and gloom. If you don't practice plugging into your spiritual source, that spiritual energy, and you'll hear me say it before, you know, spiritual energy is like electricity. It just flows all around you all the time. But just like electricity, in order to access it, you have to plug it in. You know, you don't have electricity in your house and sit there with the toaster unplugged and ask why it's not working. You have to plug the toaster in order to make it work. So therefore, you have to develop a way of plugging in to spiritual source. So therefore, you can live within that whole perspective. And once you practice that, then you start to access all of that inner workings that make you you, that make being you a clearer path. So that then the fearful talk around you doesn't become so attractive. It doesn't get, you don't get caught up in it the same way because you can shift to that plugged in perspective. Okay, so inner guidance. Maybe we're spiraling around with lots of different conversations of this. That is really vitally important to remember that your own inner guidance is your inner self, your own inner voice, that deep whispering within you that gives you that nudge. And it shows up in that number of ways. So anything from listening to your emotions, how things feel, listening to indicators from various emotional experiences, either through like stress or overwhelm or anxiety, and actually witnessing what gives you relief and finding or seeing that as an indicator to connect to your source. There's the inner callings, the sense of when you all of a sudden are just in that deep connected place and you feel that answer. And even though you might question it from a logical perspective, you trust your heart. And then, of course, there's the automatic action where you just find that things happen and you just trust. Inner guidance is based in a sense of trust, and it's important to listen and have faith in your spiritual wholeness. Because when you have faith and trust in your spiritual wholeness, then that means you do listen and you do have faith in your inner guidance as well. And that is one of the biggest pieces of that puzzle, is to make sure that you have that faith and trust in that inner knowing, that you know you are a part of the universe and part of the greater workings of it all. So therefore, when you receive information, you are actually receiving that deeper knowing. It's a journey. It really, really is. And if you're just tiptoeing into this, it's important to know that it doesn't all flood in at once. Just take it slow. Trust. Feel into it. See how things feel. And see how it unfolds. Love and light.